This is the Broski and Moussan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Apparently, there's a little confusion about what Kamala Harris is doing in regards to our southern border.
Okay.
Reporters were asking White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki about it, and she's perplexed that there's any confusion about this. But there does seem to be some confusion, doesn't there?
I'm not confused. Okay. Are you confused?
Well, yeah, I guess I am.
Oh.
You know.
I'm not confused. Yeah. This is clear as a bell to me, John.
Okay.
All right.
Explain it to me.
The president says he's going to put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. Kamala Harris isn't doing anything about the border because why? Democrats don't want to do anything about the border. So it's pretty clear to me.
Well, remember when this announcement was made about her, it seemed like it was like she's going to be in charge of the border. Sounds like that's what the announcement was.
She's going to meet with people. She's going to negotiate. She's going to go and see what's going on, go talk to people coming across the border, why they're coming, and learn, explore.
Okay, but remember, like, the next day or a couple days after that, there was an announcement that she was not, you know, she was not going to be in charge, from her, that she was not going to be in charge of the border. Like, she had refused the job. And then it came out, well, it's not really the border. She's going to be in charge of the root causes of people coming from Central America. So I think that's why there's a lot of confusion here, because it sounded like in the beginning she was in charge of the border, but then it's not really the border. It's the crisis at the border in regards to how that relates to Central America. And she's going to be negotiating with some of the leaders of these countries about why people are coming here and see if we can stop them from coming.
Okay.
And is that kind of how this has evolved?
I guess.
That's why I'm confused.
I mean, at the end of the day, they don't want anything to be done.
Yeah.
Because if they did, stuff would be getting done here. So while I see your confusion, I still am not confused, because it's pretty clear that they're not going to do anything.
Yeah, well, I think when you appoint Kamala Harris, anybody from California, okay? And
correct.
Then you got Javier Becerra, Baccaria, in charge of...
No, it's Becerra. Becerra.
When you got him in charge of Health and Human Services, he's involved in this, in terms of the housing of these children and things like that. When you've got those two involved, you know, how many lawsuits did they file against the Trump administration about trying to enforce border laws? I mean, dozens, right? They filed over 100 lawsuits for everything, but I think dozens involved the border. They simply just don't want to enforce the border, right? So you appoint Kamala, it's like a kind of a tell that we're not really serious about this.
Yeah.
Right?
We're going through the motions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Biden has been trying to convince us that what's going on at the border has nothing to do with him. It's just this surge that happens every year and has nothing to do with the things he or Kamala or other Democrats said on the campaign trail and all the things and policies that have been enacted. It's just normal stuff going on down there.
Well, right? And I'd like to be able to say that, like, Republicans could learn something from this, right? Like, going through the motions of things. But the fact is that this liberal media would not let Republicans get away with this if this were what Republicans were doing.
Exactly.
Whether it be Donald Trump or George Bush, doesn't matter. If a Republican did this and went through, quote unquote, went through the motions of things, the media would not let them get away with it. But, you know, the Biden administration is getting away with it.
Well, the thing is, you know, they're simply not interested in kids in cages anymore, because they're not even cages.
They got the tour.
Yeah.
They got the tour. They showed us the kids in cages. It was terrible. And now they've forgotten about it. When they got the tour with President Trump, they could not let that go. They couldn't forget about it. We saw video after video after video, repeat on, you know, on repeat, with additional videos of a child clinging to the back of their father that crossed the Rio Grande. I mean, we saw horrific images, and yet we see none of this. I mean, the videos of these children being dropped 14 feet over the border wall, John, are not being shown on the mainstream media. And I mean, that's horrifying. A two-year-old is the most recent one, dropped 14 feet from the top of that border wall onto the other side, left to just roam the great outside, I guess, by itself. And, you know, and yet nobody pays attention to any of this stuff. So they get away with this. Republicans can't get away with it.
Yeah.
And there will be no solution. children will continue to be dropped over the border wall because nobody wants to pay attention to it.
Yeah. So Jen Psaki was asked about this yesterday. We have that, right?
We do. We have it. Let's see if my mouse will work. Here we go. Jen Psaki yesterday asked the question of Kamala Harris and the border.
President's role, Republicans have, over the past few days, been quite critical of the vice president.
I've seen that. They need more to do, I think.
And what her relationship is, the White House suggesting that her diplomatic role is disconnected from the border? How are you guys squaring kind of how you think about that issue?
I will say, all respect to you, but this confusion is very perplexing to me, I have to be honest, because the current president, who was the vice president, he ran point on the Northern Triangle when he was vice president. And that's obviously a role that is focused on diplomacy. It's focused on working with these countries, working with these leaders, and the vice president has had a number of those conversations at the leader level and having a discussion about what steps can be taken, whether it's improving the personnel and the approach they each take at the border. We've seen some steps they've taken on that front. Or whether it is working with them to determine how we can provide the best assistance to address the root causes over the long term. That's the role that the vice president is playing. That is certainly a significant role. Of course, that's linked because if we don't address the root causes, we will continue to see influxes and large number of migrants coming to the border cycle after cycle, just as we have seen over the last several years. It is not a one-woman, even a one-woman job. It is a multi high-level official job. And so Secretary Mayorkas is playing a significant role, overseeing the Border Patrol facilities, overseeing a lot of steps and policy proposals that are coming about the border. The Secretary of Health and Human Services oversees the shelters. This is an interagency process, as it should be and as it has always been.
Nothing has changed. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Is that everybody's doing their jobs that they've been assigned from the get-go of this, and nothing is going to change about the border. It's perplexing to her why there's confusion, because nothing has changed here. And nothing will change in the future. We're not going to change anything about the border. The influx is going to continue to happen. We are going to continue to make allowances for people coming across. We're going to provide them hotel rooms. We are going to accommodate them here in the United States as best as we can. And Kamala Harris is just going to continue her role as vice president. And she's not really changing anything. And we're not changing anything about anybody, what anybody else is doing. So nothing's changing. Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah, I guess what's kind of confusing, the whole thing about Kamala, I guess, was just a PR job.
They are going through the motions, yeah. Right? You wanted to see those facilities with kids in cages. We kicked it down the road as long as we could. You were allowed in to see the kids in the cages in those facilities. It is terrible. You got your video. You're locked out. You aired it for a weekend. We showed you on a Friday. You aired it for a weekend. It was forgotten by Monday. Right, we made the announcement on a Friday that Kamala was going to lead this force and come up with solutions. You forgot about it by Monday, and now you're confused, and we don't know why, because nothing's changed. The story was done on Monday of 2 weeks ago. So why are you confused still? Because we've moved on. That's the answers. Right?
No, I'm not.
And the media is not pressing. They're not really saying, well, but what has she done? The announcement was made. She's not made a trip to the border. She's not. Has she spoken to any of the leaders of these countries? What has she done? No, because they're not going to ask those questions, because nothing's been done. Nothing will be done. Stop being confused. It's clear as day.
Well, the thing is, you know, during Jen Psaki's comment there, she mentioned the root causes. Now, we know some of these countries are dangerous, and there are problems there, and there are reasons that people would want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the root causes that Jen Psaki's talking about. But there are other root causes. We think, to me, the root causes that people want to come here are self-inflicted by us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Now, I can understand why you want to get out of your country, but there are reasons why you would want to come to this country as opposed to other countries when, like, Mexico's right next door to you.
Right.
Why don't you just want to go to Mexico?
Sure. Okay. Great question.
You know, why do you keep coming here when Mexico would appear to be okay? A lot of Americans live in Mexico, move down there, travel down there, not so much in the last year, but, you know, it depends on, you know, a lot of people don't want to go to Mexico because there are some dangerous places, but still there's a lot of places that aren't dangerous. And a lot of these people could seek asylum in Mexico and be fine. So why did they come here? We have put together our list of root causes that people want to come here. And it's quite a list. And we're going to go down it here in just a minute.
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Right now we are discussing the border, the confusion surrounding the border, the confusion surrounding Kamala Harris's role and the border. And also, Kamala Harris, you know, they're on this like fact-finding mission. That's, why aren't they using that term? That's a term that they usually like. They're on a fact-finding mission to figure out what is drawing people out of their countries into the border of Mexico and California.
What are the root causes?
The root causes.
That's what they say. What are the root causes of people coming here?
And as right? we love to do on this show, we came up with a list.
Yeah.
We like lists around here, don't we? We came up with a list of what could be attracting people to the Mexico-United States border.
And we asked ourselves, does Kamala really need to go to Central America to figure this out?
I don't even, has she gone? I don't know when she's going. I'm not sure she's really going
to
go.
But it, I mean, is that where you need to go to figure out what's wrong with the border? I say, you know,
no.
Kamala needs to visit her own campaign website or Joe Biden's campaign website.
Or her home state of California.
Know, or visit California or New York or, you know, review any of the presidential debates on the Democrat side.
Sure.
When they all raise their hands about certain things.
Including herself.
Including herself.
Yeah.
You know, here's one thing. She and Joe are both against the wall. Okay. Now, the wall is a statement. To me, it's a statement. Okay. And what the statement is, it's not racism. It's not mean. The statement is, there's a legal way to get in this country and there's an illegal way to get in this country. And we're going to stop you from coming in the illegal way.
Yes.
And we would like you to apply the legal way. When you are against the wall, what is that statement? That means we really don't care if you come in the illegal way, right?
Right.
So there's number one. You know, you opposed the wall. You wouldn't fund the wall. You fought Donald Trump every step of the way on the wall.
Right.
The wall, like I say, it's just a statement. And it's pretty simple. You know, we want you to do it the right way. If we wanted everybody to come in willy-nilly any way they wanted to, of course we wouldn't build a wall. And of course, that's the statement Joe and Kamala are making. We're fine with you coming in illegally. So that's number one, is they don't care if you come in illegally. And that wall statement says it all.
Now, the other thing that says a lot, too, is that if you come, you're not really going to be deported.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
we're not going to kick you out.
Well, the other thing, before we even get to that, they want to repeal the criminal statute for entering the country, as they say, without permission. We say illegally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now it's illegal to come in illegally. It's against the law. They don't want it to be against the law.
Right.
Okay. So that's statement number two, is we don't like the wall and we don't want it to be a crime for you to come across the border. So they're going to decriminalize that.
Right.
Right. And then what did you say?
And then if you come, they're not going to kick you out.
Then that was one of the first things
Unless
Joe said.
Unless you do something really, really bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was one of the first things Joe said is that if you come here, we're not going to do anything to kick you out.
Right.
And so this is just the beginning of our list. But I mean, those three things, we're against the wall. We don't want it to be a crime across the border. And if you get in, you're in. So could those be reasons people are coming? Could those be
potentially
some of the reasons people are
coming?
But
if those aren't the reasons they're coming, how about the fact that if you come and you don't get kicked out, you get taken into custody, and you got nowhere to go, we'll just put you up in a hotel room. We're going to make you comfortable here.
You know, we have this story. The White House is spending $352 a night for these hotel rooms, for these immigrants that are expected to be from now until September.
80,000 of them.
Yeah. $352. When's the last time you spent $352 on a hotel room? That's pretty expensive in my world.
That's pricey.
We're spending $300.
Hold on. I have to do math. I have to get the calculator out. So you say 80,000, right?
Yeah.
Times 352 equals $28 million.
On hotel rooms. Now, like to me, if I'm
per night.
Per night.
Per night, everyone.
So I'm like, maybe I'll just go get caught and have a nice weekend. I mean, that must be pretty nice rooms, right? You know. Here's another one. You can live in a sanctuary city. In mm-hmm. addition to all that, you right. can now move to a sanctuary city where they will never deport you.
Right.
And those are like pretty much California's sanctuary state.
And if you live in California or you live in New York, you can get stimulus money from your states.
Yeah.
Pandemic relief money.
New York was it the last couple of weeks, right? Didn't they
yeah.
propose this?
No.
They got $2 billion for undocumented people.
Right. $15,000.
$15,000 each. That's more than California.
Oh, no. California, we look stingy compared to them because we're like anywhere from $500 to $1,000 each, although we do have more people living in the country illegally in our state than in, New York. However, we look very cheap compared to New York.
Well, they say $15,000 each for this. They call it pandemic relief for illegals, or they call them undocumented. They think that'll help 290,000 people in New York, right? Now,
yeah.
In California, we created a $75 million relief program that's like $500 to $1,000. And they say...
it's 150,000 undocumented residents.
Out of millions. Right. We don't even really know how many are in California,
correct.
Do we? You know,
yeah.
You can get tax credits in California.
Okay.
So that's real money. You know, remember we thought, when we first saw tax credits, we thought it was kind of like a write-off, but it's not. It's actual money you get.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's always good. You can get stimulus checks in California. The stimulus checks that everybody else gets, you know, the
yeah.
California stimulus, which is in addition to the federal stimulus.
Right.
That's between $600 and $1,200 for undocumented.
How about health care?
Remember when they raised their hands in
yeah.
the debates? How many
right.
here are for free health care for people here, undocumented people? I think they all raised their hands.
Yeah.
In that Democrat debate. Right now in California, remember it's under 26 you get free health care. Then I think, did they pass the one for over 65? Are they working on that?
I think they're working on
working
that.
Working on that. And then they're going to fill in the blanks. You know, it's
right.
coming. So you get that. Illinois, by the way, became the first state to offer health care coverage for undocumented seniors, which is what we're going to do next. In New Jersey, their governor is using federal funds to provide around $40 million in one-time stimulus payments to their undocumented immigrants. And, of course, you can get driver's license in all kinds of states, including California and New York. So there's a lot of reasons, core root causes that people want to come to this country. I'm just going to tell Kamala, you don't have to go to Central America to figure this out. You know, it's on your website. It's on Joe's website. Go to California. You're from California. Go to New York.
Well, it's what you believe in.
Yeah.
Just look within yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you are, Kamala, you and Joe are the reason this is happening. And this is what the debate in this country is all about, right? I mean, they're basically, I think, for open borders.
Yes.
They want people to go back and forth across the borders. We don't really need to have. And they, you know, many of them want to abolish ICE. You know, we're not deporting anybody anyway.
Right.
Temporarily. So why do we even need them? So, you know, I mean, if I'm from Central America, what am I going to do when I see all this? I can go up there. If I don't have a place to stay, they'll put me up in a hotel room. If I can get to New York, I might be able to get $15,000. If I can get to California, I may be able to get $1,000. They probably can find work. And no telling what other benefits you can get. Remember when our welfare, what do you call it? WIC? Is that what you know, our welfare food stamps? What do they call
yeah,
it?
Women and infants and children.
WIC. WIC, right?
Right. Yeah. That's women, infants, and children. And then you have the food stamps.
Yeah.
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Talking about Kamala Harris, her role at the border seems to be somewhat mysterious. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki yesterday was asked about it. She says she's perplexed why there's any confusion about that. It's kind of a team effort, and Kamala is part of the team. You know, we're talking about the difference in coverage between Trump and Biden. You know, we basically have those same kind of conditions with these children at the border. And, you know, with Biden, it's a story. You can find the story. It's there. But with Trump, it was like a crusade. You know, it was like...
Every single day.
Yeah. And with Biden, they report it, and the story became that he wouldn't let anybody see it. And then, well, like you say, Christina, once they saw it, well, now that we've seen it, it's terrible, it's horrible, but we got bigger things to do, like probably something to do with Donald Trump. But, you know, the conditions down there are and Joe Biden, they wouldn't even call it a crisis. Is it a crisis? Wouldn't use that word. It's kind of a situation. But it's the situation we have every year. We always get this bump, you know, before summer, before it gets real hot. But this is much bigger. It's like a 20-year high. And it's kind of been blown off. And we've just gone over the list of reasons people are coming here. It's because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have signaled, come. Now, they say, don't come.
Right.
But with the other hand, it's like, it's okay. It's really okay, right?
Right. 490-5858. Let's head to the phones. June, you're on KMJ.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, my question was kind of, you kind of discussed it in between before you went on break. I appreciate your show. I listen to you in the mornings when I usually go to work. But I was thinking, I told your call screener that I was going to ask you, but you pretty much already answered my questions. But, you know, your input, it's really strange that we got a president and a vice president that doesn't want to go to the border and check all this out, because maybe they don't know what to do. They're at a place that they're going to leave it up to the other states, that these poor people, these children are being dropped off and thrown over the wall. So they've left it to their responsibility, which I think that's just really so unfair to the other people that are forced to take care of these people that do want a better life. But remember, President Trump said, come on over. Yes, we just come the right way.
Yeah.
Do you think, I might be a little bold here, but do you think, this is my take, I think a lot of reason that Biden did this was just to show Trump he could do it.
Well, there's obviously... You know, there's obviously the anti-Trump element to this.
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever Trump did was bad. I'm going to reverse everything he did. And some of that stuff should not have been reversed. It was working. You know, but he couldn't leave it in because he blasted Trump all during the campaign. And he couldn't come in and say, he couldn't just come in and say, well, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You were right.
Because Trump was wrong. I mean, that was the story. He was wrong no matter what he did, and we've got to undo everything. And the first day he did, he came in, he undid everything, and it totally broke everything.
It showed on news media. It showed on news media the stacks and stacks of folders that he was going to send an executive signature against everything that President Trump did.
But, June, when you say they're not going to the border because they don't know what to do, I disagree. They like, I think, what's going on the border. The reason they don't want to go to the border, in my opinion, they don't want to draw any more attention to it. You know, if Joe Biden goes down there, it's a story. Then it becomes, Joe, what's going on? What are you going to do? So he just is not going to go. Where's Kamala? Why didn't she go to the border? Well, because Kamala doesn't want to draw any attention to it. I'm really dealing with Central America, with the root causes. If Kamala goes to the border, it becomes a big story. So that's not going to happen.
You're absolutely right. But the bottom line is... Kamala Harris can't laugh her way through everything. She can't go in there and laugh her way through over there what's going on with those little children. That, and another thing is, what's going through these mothers and fathers that drop their children over a wall and just let their children knowing that they're going to be abused. That sacrifice, they sacrificed their children for that, for freedom. Look what they went through.
Well, I don't know that they want or expect their children to be abused. I think the message is, if you're a child, we're going to let you in. They come with a little, with a phone number pinned to their shirt.
Uh-huh.
We make the call. We connect them. We travel them. We put them on a bus or a plane. We get them to where they need to go. They contact the people that their phone number is there. So I think if you're down in St. So we get the kids up, then we'll be up next.
Well,
right?
You know, so there's a couple different things here. I think that as a parent, you probably have to be pretty desperate to send your child alone without you.
Absolutely.
So I have sympathy for that. But you also have these coyotes using children, abducting children, trafficking children for other reasons and purposes too. So, well, I think it is the majority of children are being reunited with people, something like 90%. But there's still 10% that are not being reunited with people. And part of that is the trafficking of children for other people to get into this country. And that, I mean, this has opened a door. Instead of trafficking drugs, we are now trafficking humans.
Right.
Humans have become the commodity in this. And we have opened Pandora's box in a lot of respects for illegal activity to be happening as well. The last caller mentioned Kamala can't laugh her way out of this. I'll just, for the caller's enjoyment here, if you can pod me up here. Here you go. This is Kamala laughing her way out of it.
Do you have plans to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
I don't think so. I have before, true. I will again, not sure about that.
Well, the thing is, they're really distancing her from the border. You know, like I say, when the announcement was first made, I got the impression that Kamala was like the person in charge of the border. And then like nothing happened. And then she starts being, what about, when's Kamala going to the border? Well, you know, Kamala's really more about Central America and root causes of why people are coming here. She's not really about the border. And that's why, you know, yesterday these reporters were, even the reporters are confused. What is she doing? Right? Well,
why are you confused, John? Come on.
Stephen, you're on KMJ.
I'm almost 60 years old. I've lived in the Central Valley my entire life. Mexico has, in that span of time, Mexico has never been a great country. It's never been a good country. It's barely a mediocre country. And I would love to ask, there's some great, the vast majority of citizens of Mexico are great people. When are you going to put your foot down and do something about your country? You're living next door to California, one of the biggest powerhouse areas in the world. You would think the other side of the border would be just fantastic. I want to see when the people are going to get their act together down there, stand up for themselves, make something of your country. And if we think Kamala Harris is somehow going to turn this around, look, I'm in fairly good health. I hope to live a long time. But I have to ask myself, in my lifetime, is Mexico ever going to get their act together? And I just don't see it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, these cartels have been around for a long time because of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very powerful because they have so much money.
Yes.
And we just made them richer because of these policies. That's the other side of this,
right?
You know, by encouraging this traffic to come here, and they're in charge of the border. You don't get a you don't get across the border without them, and you got to pay them. Remember, every one of these kids that these parents send comes with $2,500. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Costs $2,500. Yeah. That might be somebody up
That's
here.
That's the cheapest price.
It might be somebody up in this country sending them the money to get, so the kid gets in, and then you have chain migration, right? So then mom and dad can come in, sister and brother, maybe, you know. So that's what's going on. So we are encouraging people to come. They then have to deal with traffickers. Traffickers, like you say, this is the new drug. They're making more money on people than drugs now.
Yeah.
And there's no danger. You don't get arrested because you're not, you don't even care if they get caught. So they're going to take you to the border. If you see somebody, go to them. They're going to take care of you. They're going to give you water. They're going to give you food. They're going to give you a hotel room. They're going to send you where you need to go. They're going to call whoever you need called. Don't even worry about getting caught. That's why they drop them over the fence. Get caught. We don't care, right?
Right.
Hello, Dan. You're on KMJ.
Yeah, hi. I got a question for you. I don't know if it's off topic or not, but why are some sections of the wall 14 feet high and other sections of the wall are 25 feet high or 30 feet high? Why isn't it all just one height all the way across?
Wrong guy to ask here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No clue.
All I know is that the wall was still being constructed, and we have some gaps in the wall that needed to be filled in. I think I saw that Joe Biden's going to fill some of those in. Did you see that, Christina?
I'm not sure. You know, when it comes to Joe Biden and the border wall and finishing anything, I don't believe what I read when it comes to it. So I know I read that. I just don't know that I believe that.
Yeah. Hello, Pam. You're on KMJ.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, it is not a crisis. It's another D word for disaster. It is a disaster. So let's don't even say crisis anymore. Let's get past that. And the reason why this is happening, we all know it's, quote, Browning, end of quote, to get the vote for the Democrats. They have totally showed the Democrats they're not in it for the humanitarian at all. It's going to be whoever's going to help whoever is here now. It's probably going to be conservative Republicans who really are concerned about their welfare. And there's the only hope is that in the next election that we got to get enough Republicans on that side to stop this madness. And then also, what about the nullification process that the states have? If the president makes an illegal or unconstitutional decision, each state can nullify whatever it is because it's not constitutional. Why can't Texas close their part of the border? Why can't the next state close their part of the border? What do you think?
Here's the, remember when, I'm trying to think, Arizona sued the Obama administration because they weren't guarding the border. The feds weren't guarding the border, and Arizona wanted to do it themselves.
Okay.
And they took it to court.
Right.
And they lost because it's not a state function. The border is a federal function, right?
Right.
And Arizona sued to be able to follow federal law because the feds weren't enforcing federal law, and they lost in court on that.
You know, Texas is currently suing the Biden administration over the border as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can sue to make them enforce it, but, you know, that's a very vague concept. What does enforcing mean? If I put like five border guards across a 1,000-mile stretch, am I enforcing the border? Technically, yes, right?
I guess.
I mean, so the court can't define what enforcement is. That's the job of the administration. So if you technically have some people guarding it, but you're letting a lot of people through intentionally, you're still technically guarding it. So what does that mean exactly?
That's true.
Right?
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
The border this morning, there's a poll that is out, John. Quinnipiac recently did a poll on the president's approval ratings when it comes to the border. And not looking so great, because according to Quinnipiac, national disapproval rate of his border policies, 55% disapprove of how he's handling things at the border. Only 29% approve of his immigration policy.
You know, in today's world, that's a pretty big number.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 490-5858. We head back to the phones here. Charles, you're on KMJ.
Thank you. The border could be shut down if we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
There's no reason it can't be shut down.
Well, Donald Trump was trying to do it.
Huh?
Donald Trump was trying to do it.
Yeah, he was. But it's the people that aren't backing him all the way. Why can't we go to the border, set it up, and stop it?
But you just answered your own question.
Individual people want. Huh?
You just answered your own question because not everybody's backing up that policy.
That's right. Yeah. Our own, not so much, it's the government also, but our own people aren't backing it up.
Because they disagree.
Because they disagree,
yeah.
And they don't give a damn.
That's right. They don't. I mean, there's a lot of people in this country. Well, look at California. You try to have some kind of border policy, and California disagrees with you and sues you about everything.
Yeah.
Right?
You know? Right.
I think the thing about this issue is, for me, is Republicans have to be kind of careful how they talk about this. Because I think, I don't blame any of these people that are coming. Do you?
No.
They got almost a personal invite from the President of the United States.
Right.
I mean, so why would anybody blame them? You know, Donald Trump tried to tell them, and I think Donald Trump could have been more careful about his language on this too, you know, because I think you don't want to insult the people that are coming who just really, to me, are just trying to have a better life. It's not their fault. It's our fault, you know, that we have these policies that kind of invite them in and reward them for coming, and then we blame them for coming.
Right.
So I would just say we should not insult the people that are coming. We should just try to talk about policy and keep our debate amongst ourselves. You want to insult anybody, insult Joe. But don't insult these poor people who have very little and are trying to escape to a better life. Donald Trump tried to make it possible so they go to Mexico. They could apply for asylum there. We would keep them there. That would kind of stop the flow because people would know they're not going to get in and they don't want to sit on our border for months waiting for their trial date. That was working. Joe Biden should not have reversed that, but he couldn't do anything that Donald Trump did. So he blew up everything. Now we have this crisis, as our one caller called it, disaster. And Joe Biden says it's not a disaster. And the media is like, well, maybe not, huh? Kids in cages? Nah, we don't see that so much anymore. So, you know, how do we fix this when it just kind of blows over?
Well, again, how do you fix it, though, John, when the person in charge doesn't want to fix it?
Exactly.
And the answer is you can't. You got to get another person in charge.
You got to have another election.
So, you know, as this continues down the road, you saw the disapproval numbers on this. I'd say they're pretty high as they continue. It's just building up. So we'll see.
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
More vaccine information. A lot of stuff going on here. You know, there's apparently a little lull in people who want it here in the Valley. Yesterday, Congressman Jim Jordan kind of got into it with Dr. Fauci about all of this. You know, when are we going to get somewhere that we all feel like we're, you know, we've won something? You know, it's just like, and he's just trying to pin Fauci down. I don't know if you, do you think you can be pinned down? To me, it's like there's got to be some goal, right? Jim Jordan kind of sounds like he's looking for a date. I'm more looking like for a stat or something, right? I mean, the number of people with shots, number of infections, what? You know, something, right? And Jim Jordan trying to get some kind of answer out of Dr. Fauci, which is like what, Christine? What is that like?
Yeah, it's like pulling teeth.
Exactly.
Should we play some of this audio from yesterday? Maybe. If it will decide to play.
Give us your best guess then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. What, when do you think this is good? Are we going to be doing? Are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No,
Jim Jordan asked Dr. Fauci the same question.
Well, let me end your ranting again. Let me
I'm not ranting.
Yes, you are.
No, here's how it works, Dr. Fauci.
Right.
I get to ask you the questions. You're the highest paid official in the United States government. You've given us your advice on baseball, on dating apps, on cruise ships. You told us zero mask, one mask, two masks, now back to one mask. I'm just asking you, when is it going to end? You can say I'm ranting. I'm actually asking the question that the citizens I get the privilege of representing, and my name actually goes on a ballot. I don't think your name's ever been on a ballot. My name goes on a ballot. The citizens I represent want to know the answer to when they can get their liberties back.
You know,
you can call that ranting. I actually call it standing up for the Constitution, which I take an oath to uphold, Dr. Fauci, every year, every term that I serve in this Congress representing the folks in the 4th District of Ohio. So it is not ranting. It is defending the First Amendment.
Bye, Jerry.
So there you go.
I think that might have been Maxine Waters. Back
that was who, Maxine Waters. Can you want to hear what she says?
Yeah.
We'd like an answer or your best guess since you got an answer for everything else.
Well, no, this doesn't include her little tidbit there.
She told him to shut up.
Yeah.
She told Jim Jordan to shut up. Felt like he was badgering Dr. Fauci, who she likes very much. You know, Maxine Waters. She likes Dr. Fauci. And, you know, I don't have anything against Dr. Fauci, but I do think it's a legitimate question from Jim Jordan to get some kind of answer. I don't expect Dr. Fauci to have a date, but he should have some kind of, what standard are we looking for?
Right. Is it a percentage of vaccinations? Is it herd immunity? Is it eradication? What are you looking for when, and I think the reason they go back to masks is because that's, of course, I think the thing that everybody would like to ditch.
Yeah. Well, if they were to say something like, look, if you get vaccinated, you can take your mask off. Now, I guess there's a reason that can't happen, but that's kind of confusing to us too, right? Because the CDC director, of whose name slips me right now, she said one day that if you're vaccinated, you won't get it and you won't spread it.
Right.
So what's the mask for? right? Still confusion about that for me. It seems like if there was a reward, if they said, if you're vaccinated, you can take your mask off, you're good. I think they have a lot more people getting vaccinations.
Yeah, or it would be nice to say at least around other people, around other vaccinated people, you could take your mask off.
Yeah, but
right?
You can't officially, right?
And I think that that is what they've said without really saying it. If you are in a home setting and everybody is vaccinated, or you're out, you know, socializing with people that are all vaccinated, and everybody's vaccinated, you can take the mask off. If there's somebody around you that's not vaccinated, like a public setting, the grocery store, Costco, wherever, shopping, whatever, and then not everybody's going to be vaccinated, you might want to wear the mask to better protect yourself, right?
Yeah.
To avoid getting COVID. That's advice, I guess, you know, if you wanted to poise it that way, you might even be incentivizing people then. If you want to be able to take the mask off at work, if you are at work with everybody around you vaccinated, you can take that mask off. That might be incentive for people, especially people that have to wear the mask their entire shift.
Well, see, I'm just trying. Is that would that be a good advice? Like, okay, if
I don't know.
Let's say
I am not a doctor. I am not in a public health department. I don't know, John. But if they would say that might incentivize some people.
Here where we work, most people have been working outside the office. On the on air, some of us are working here. Most of us, KMJ here, are in the studio. Ray's at home because he's got his special problems, but most people here are on the air. We're here, but nobody else is in the building. And they say they're going to let them back maybe on May 1st, but it's kind of up to them, I think, if they want to come back. But what if they said, you can only come back if you're vaccinated, and so if you don't want to wear a mask because everybody's going to be vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask. Would you wear a mask if you were vaccinated and you were back in that setting, or would you just take your mask off and say, I'm good?
If I'm around people that are
Everybody's vaccinated. You have to be vaccinated
mask
to come back
off.
In.
Mask is off.
Yeah. But, you know, they don't make something like that clear. Now, here's some headlines we found this morning. California allows vaccinations for everyone age 16 and up. Sounds great, right? Bay Area parents with young children are among the most excited to finally get open access to get some vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
L.A., Vax Day launches in L.A. County with 3.5 million more local residents seeking their shots. Sacramento, vaccine update, pent-up demand in Sacramento as doses open to 16 and olders. Now this headline seems to be out of sync with all of those, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
In Fresno, demand isn't there. As Fresno residents refuse vaccine, doses shipped to other counties.
We gave away 70% of the vaccines set to come to Fresno County next week. Merced took them. Merced has demand for them. Merced took money, and the rest went back to Blue Shield to distribute and disperse throughout the state to all of these other places that want the vaccine. I don't know about Madera or Tulare or Kern or Kings counties, but in Fresno County, there is not demand. We're lucky if we're going to get 50% of Fresno County vaccinated right now. That's saddening to me.
Well, if I'm right, I've been looking at these stats and trying to figure out what's going on. The number of people vaccinated, we're at about 40%. Okay, so it looks like we had huge demand among 40% of our population. Because remember Sierra Pacific, when they were given shots and they were...
Yes.
You know, they were around the block for miles trying to get that shot. And when they open the fairgrounds and you try to go online and get an appointment, you know, you go, they'd be filled up just like that. That apparently is not happening anymore.
Right.
The fairgrounds is going to downsize because they can't even fill up their appointments.
Right.
And we got 60% of the population yet to go. And I think we have to get like 60, 70, 80% somewhere in there for herd immunity. So what happened here? You know, we talk a lot about these conflicting messages and all of the, I think, bad messaging that's gone all around this. And without any reward at the end of the rainbow, you know, because I'm not really sure what, a lot of people say the science is clear. Not that clear to me. But I just think, like, if you're vaccinated, what does that mean? That's what Jim Jordan is trying to get out of Dr. Fauci. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
what is there an end to this at some point? It's like it's always so vague. Now, again, I don't expect Dr. Fauci to say, hey, on September 1st, we're all going to be good. But remember last year we were in April and you said, man, by June, I'm done. That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're coming up to this June.
Mm-hmm.
And we still don't know exactly where we are.
Well, and here's the thing, John, is that June 15th is the day that California is supposed to reach herd immunity, assuming that rates continue and everything's supposed to open up. My concern, my worry here is that this governor will point to the Central Valley, who has the most signatures for his recall, has the most donations coming from the for the recall coming in, and say, you're not compliant. You don't get to open up. Because it doesn't hurt him politically here in the Central Valley. It's everywhere else across the state. That's what concerns me with all of this as well, is that we will be punished. There's nothing to hurt him for punishing us. So we will be stuck in limbo and the rest of the state will get to open up. You know, I think Jim Jordan's point to Dr. Fauci is very true. Rand Paul said this, and I don't often agree with him, but it's that if you aren't going to give people incentive of any kind, what's their point then? There's no reward for doing this. You have people that will always not get the vaccine. It doesn't matter, you know, the celebrity or the doctor or the incentive. None of that matters to them. But there are people that are on the fence, that are searching for answers, that if you gave them a good reason it could speak to that, they probably would go get a vaccine. They'd go get a shot. And I think that there's I could point a lot of fingers as to why those people aren't going out to get the vaccine. I think that our health department hasn't given them a reason. I think that our health doctors in the county haven't given a reason. I think that they haven't been incentivized. You know, people still have to wear the mask. They still have to stay home. They still have to, you know, they're not going back to work. You know, there's something that's not in it for them. They're not seeing the with them in it. What's in it for me? Or what's in it for somebody that I love? You know, they're just not seeing it for themselves. And so it's not motivating them. For me, the motivation was simple, right? I get vaccinated to protect you, my parents, my in-laws, the people I love, so that, you know, my children can see people, I can see people, and I can walk into a room with you every day, John, knowing that I'm not going to bring something to you. That was simple for me. I was the easy sell. Someone like me, I'm the easy sell. This county, you've got a tougher sell out there. And you need to be selling people. You need to be giving them the reason. And for everybody, I think it's something different. This county will not come on the air with us. I don't know why. But we make request after request after request to try and educate our listeners on a number of different things and ask questions. They will not give us the time of day. I think that is a problem. Do you think it's? I think it's a problem. Well, because they're not hearing. They're not hearing from them. You got to hear from somebody that you trust. I'm not a doctor, as it's been pointed out. You're not a doctor, as it's been pointed out. Some people don't want to hear from us. So who do you want to hear from?
Well, we're going to hear from like Michelle Obama and Arnold Schwarzenegger on Sunday on NBC.
And I don't think our listeners want to hear from them either.
Well, and same thing with Dr. Fauci. All due respect to Dr. Fauci. I think his time has come and gone, and they need somebody else as that national doctor spokesman. The people who are listening to Dr. Fauci are the people who
went and got the shot.
Yeah. He's not talking. Yeah. The people who don't trust Dr. Fauci are the ones that we need to reach. And he ain't going to reach him because of exchanges like that where he won't even answer the question. So,
well, and I'm not advocating for Dr. Fauci to come on at all, but I am saying that locally, if you want to talk Fresno County And I don't know, Tulare or Madera, I don't know if you're the same as, because these stories are focusing on Fresno County sending back 70% of their doses next week. But my question, who do you need to hear from?
Is there anyone?
Is there anybody? No.
I just think there's got to be some kind of light at the end of the tunnel. And like the mask thing seems to be something, right?
It does.
That's the question people
ask. I think it's the thing we all hate.
Do I have to wear my mask if I get a shot? Well, yeah, you do. Well, then
why?
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah. Right?
4905858. By the way, our buzz question today involves the 16-year-olds now eligible. And we ask you, well, if you have children that are 16, 17, are they going to get the shot? My question is, as a parent, do you want them to get the shot? And do they care? Do your 16 and 17, are they concerned? Are they worried?
Even like 20-somethings kids.
Ask, if I get the shot, what does that mean? Can I go to school?
One of my doctors yesterday told me, he said, it's the 30 and 40-somethings.
That are not
the 20-somethings and the 16 to, 20-year-olds and the 50-year-olds and above. No problem. It's the 30 and 40-somethings.
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Fresno County sent back 70% of the vaccines it was supposed to get next week. And it's because there's not demand in this county for it.
Even though only 40% have gotten shots.
Right. Which tells me that really the vaccines that they need are to get those pending second shots, your second shot. And that really there isn't a new demand for even first jabs. And part of the question here is what do you need to hear? What do you need to know? Jim Jordan said to Dr. Fauci yesterday, you're not incentivizing people. There's no incentive to get this vaccine. You're telling them, go get the jab, but you got to wear a mask. You still need to social distance. You still need to take precautions. Give people something. They even said, don't get on an airplane still. Don't go traveling. Give people something to look forward to after they are fully vaccinated. Because your base level, the easy sell person, we got ours. We're done. Yeah, now you've got a harder sell going on. What do you need to hear then?
You got to think of something. Whatever message you're sending out is not in getting through to 60%, apparently.
Right.
So what is the definition of insanity? Keep doing the same thing, expect different results.
Right.
Hey, you got, like you say, Christina, you got through the easy part. You got shots in everybody who wanted one. Now you got to do something to get shots in people who are hesitant.
Right.
Vaccine hesitancy. How do you overcome that?
And if you have a teenager or even a 20-something, do they want to get the shot? Because I spoke with one of my doctors yesterday. He said, it's the 30 and 40-somethings.
Let's get to the phones here. 490-5858. David, you're on KMJ.
Hello and good afternoon.
Hi.
Christina, I think I have a quick thought in regards to what you were saying, and that was, why is it that Fresno County is not getting their shots? As an independent that I am myself, this is my view, is that we definitely have a very large conservative population in the city of Fresno County. Therefore, unfortunately, you have people like Tucker Carlson saying, why take the shot? Maybe it doesn't work. It probably doesn't work. It's that negativity that's coming out to our conservative folks. And it's that messaging that's really not positive. That's my take on that. Because you have the other side of the spectrum. Those people are not being negative as what I've seen. But I have definitely have seen the Tucker Carlsons of the world have stated that it probably doesn't work. It's no good. Why even bother taking it?
David, I don't know if, I watch Tucker, not every night, but some. I do not hear him saying that. Tucker Carlson says this. We have questions, just like Christine and I have questions. We have questions. Let us, don't just put up Michelle Obama on Sunday on NBC to tell us to go get a shot. We'd like to ask some questions. Maybe they need like a national call-in show where,
like,
you know,
real
people can ask real questions. Tucker Carlson, I've heard him say, David, maybe you've not. I've heard him say, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I support vaccines. I want people to get vaccinated, but I want people to answer questions. He says, I've got calls out to Dr. Fauci. Come on, anytime, he won't come on.
Well, just like there's we have calls out to our health question. Department, they can come on anytime they want to come on, and they can, and they won't, and they, to answer these questions for people, because people have questions. You know, it's and also just to add a layer to what you said, David, as well. You know, this whole thing with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine doesn't help. And, you know, the pause. I mean, that, you know, if you had hesitancy, that doesn't help people in their mind either.
Fair enough. But you're talking 4 cases out of what, 7 million?
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, okay. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go get, you know, it's you got a 1 in a million chance, 1 in a million plus chance, yeah. Right? And the
David, you guys sound like you agree with Donald Trump on this. He said there's only 1 in a million. Why do you even stop it?
Well, and that's a question for someone with a higher IQ, I guess, than me.
No, I mean, but I think Donald Trump, he said, here's a perfectly fine vaccine. You have paused it because there's 6 million we've given out. We got six possible problems here, only one of them involving death. Mm-hmm. And so why did you stop this? And Donald Trump, of course, went, you know, into politics. But he said, you know, you're just trying to destroy the reputation of this because Pfizer delayed their announcement about having a vaccine until after the election so that they could help Joe Biden. And now Joe Biden is helping Pfizer by taking J&J out of the mix.
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Trying to investigate why demand for vaccines has suddenly evaporated in Fresno County. We have these headlines. Bay Area parents with young children are the most excited to finally get their shots. Sacramento, yeah. Pent-up demand in Sacramento. L.A., Vax Day launches in L.A. County with 3.5 million more local residents seeking their shots. Headline in Fresno, demand isn't there. So we're shipping our vaccines out to the other places that want it. We're the only place in California that doesn't seem to be too excited about this.
Right.
David, you're on KMJ. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I can hit two birds with one stone. You were asking about what people need to hear or listen to explain why they need the vaccine or why aren't, why not. And another one was that everybody wants to hear light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah.
But, well, we heard that. I heard last June when you were talking about Stanford did an antibody study, and there was 85, they said that 85 times people that the CDC said was exposed had already been exposed and possibly infected. The good news is that would mean that.
So you think people have been exposed. You know, let's get to the bottom here. You're just kind of falling down the cliff slowly. So you think people have been exposed?
Not just exposed, but infected. But the good news is that most people didn't have any symptoms. That's good news.
Okay, so you think people have been exposed and they don't need the shot?
Correct.
And how do you know that's you?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if I mentioned before, but I already had it.
Okay, you had it.
Right.
Okay.
And fortunately, you know, I had like mild flu symptoms, and it subsided in about 3 days, and then. But
okay, so you had it. Okay, what about, do you remember that, Christina? That there was a study that a lot of people had it. We know that a lot of people
that
had
been
it
here before. I think that what Stanford did was they were testing people for the antibodies, if I remember right, and they speculated early on that it had been here as early as November, and that it had been spreading right. Unbeknownst to everybody since that time. You know, I think I've said this on the air. I believe that I had COVID in February of 2020 before the shutdown, not realizing or knowing that what it was. My children had COVID.
Okay, but how do we know how many people have had this?
But wait, this is my point, okay? We don't know how long those antibodies live in your system for.
But we don't know who you're carrying it to. How do we know how many people have had this? He says 85% or something.
But it doesn't matter how many people have had it. How long do those antibodies live in your system? We don't know. You could be carrying this to someone else that hasn't had COVID. You could go get the vaccine and ensure that you're not going to be the carrier of it. That's the point here. Okay, they say that maybe these antibodies last for 6 months, 9 months, a year. They just don't know.
Okay, so if you had it a year ago, you should get the shot.
I would say so.
Okay.
I mean, I had the shot. I had it in February of 2020. I definitely wanted the shot by February of 2021.
Yeah.
You know, because they just don't know.
But if you
I want the security of knowing that when I walk through these studio doors every day, John, I'm not bringing my kid's Petri dish to you.
Okay, but how do I know if I don't know that I had it? How do I know when I had it?
You don't know.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
So do we need to get tested for antibodies before we get a shot?
If you want to go prove something to yourself and spend money doing that, sure.
But they say
you could just go get the shot and know.
I know, but if
that
you
you're not going to get it, you're not going to carry it to somebody.
But if you just had it, they tell you don't get the shot if you just had
it. Yeah, you know, but though you and I know plenty of people that have had it within the last 3 months, went and got the shot and are fine.
I know, but
I don't know.
These are the questions.
If you don't know, then what you don't know, you don't know. Now, that was something to that person. That meant something to that person. I don't think that means something to everybody else. But my answer to him is that the reason you get the shot is because they don't know how long those antibodies live in your system. And you want to walk, not bury the weight of the world on your shoulders that you could take COVID to someone else.
Bill, you're on KMJ.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure why a lot of folks in Fresno County are not wanting to take it. I think the other caller said that there were a lot of conservative folks here. That could be it. But when you want to ask certain professionals, like the interim health director of the county here, and you want to invite them on the show, and you want to get not just one side, because everyone's saying it's safe and effective, but there's a lot of information that is going on out there, and a lot of things that have happened in the recent history that would tend to make people not want to take the vaccine. I mean, how sure are you going to be if you had antibodies, if you had it previously, then you recovered? Do you still need to take a shot? Some doctors say no. The CDC and Dr. Fauci, they say yes. I saw the altercation or the dialogue between Fauci and Jordan, and Fauci wasn't answering any questions. It's very vague. There's no specifics. He's the director of the CDC under what, 7 presidents now, and he doesn't have the answers. And really, when you take a look at the end of that, the Chairman Clyburn gave the answer. He said 90% vaccination, basically 90% vaccination. So it was the chairman conducting the meeting that gave the answer.
Yeah, well.
Right. But he wanted, Jim Jordan was trying to get Fauci to say it.
Well, why would the chairman say it and not Fauci?
Well, the thing is,
he's not giving you. Go ahead.
Are we gonna accept the medical answer from a politician?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Really? I mean, is Clyburn the guy we want to hear the answer from, or is it Fauci? Right.
Yeah, we want to hear from Fauci.
Yeah.
We have Joe.
So Clyburn shouldn't have to.
Actually, I don't really want to hear it from either one of them. But if given the choice, Fauci, I guess is the choice.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, yeah,
look at,
yeah.
That's all Jim Jordan was asking. What are we looking for here? When do we get?
But I think
somewhere
he's also trying to tell, you know, the head of this organization that if you are trying to get the hesitant, you need to give them some kind of incentive. You're not doing enough. You can keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, but you need to give them some kind of incentive. Right?
Yep.
That's it. Maybe your line should be not that you have to keep wearing masks, but that you can take the mask off around other vaccinated people. Instead of saying you got to keep wearing, maybe you need to change. And I think that's part of Jim Jordan's point, too. You got to change the messaging.
Well, remember all the color codes we had here in California? Of course you do.
Yes, of course I do.
You know, all the stages and phases and color codes.
You want to talk confusion? That's confusion.
Well, why don't we add another one? why don't we add a, you know, some stages of percentage of vaccinations that you get stuff? So that's what Jim Jordan's basically asking. Hey, when we get to what percent of vaccinations, can we get something from you?
Well, and I guess the one thing that this governor's not doing that maybe he should be doing is that, you know, this June 15th date all hinges supposedly on rate of vaccination. And I think he needs to be driving that home.
Yeah, let's say if we can get to 70% by June 15th.
The color code system does go away supposedly when that point comes. So you want to get rid of color coding system. This is what's got to, you know, I feel like the messaging needs to change. Their PR move is failing.
Well, it's got us to here. Okay. It's got us to 40% in Fresno County, but now the demand is evaporating. So how do you get the demand back up? Obviously you've warned, that message is done. Those people have heard it and they've done it. The people who are not doing it apparently aren't responding to that message, whatever it was. And that's what I'm saying. I say, if you say, hey, if your county gets to 70% vaccination, you can open up. No mask, no distance, none of that. Everything's great.
Right.
Don't listen to me, but you know, just some kind of
something.
Hope. Dan, you're on KMJ.
Hey, John, Christine. Hey, just real quick, I kind of want to refute an earlier caller mischaracterizing Tucker Carlson, saying he didn't believe that the vaccine worked. I listened to Tucker Carlson. Yeah, I'm a conservative, but we're not a bunch of hillbillies out here that don't believe in vaccinations. Tucker Carlson is saying that the leaders of our country, Dr. Fauci, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris right now, they're sending the message that the vaccine doesn't work because they keep telling you, well, you have to wear your mask, you have to social distance, you can't gather. And on the other hand, we believe the vaccine works. So Tucker Carlson is saying that the leaders are sending a mixed message that get the vaccine because it works, but stay away from everybody. And we don't want to do that. Now, I work in an industry. I'm in Tulare County, and there's probably a lot of people in Fresno County that have been working this entire time. Like the field that I'm in is food industry, and I go to several different plants. All of us employees have continued to work this entire time that the pandemic has been going on when they said it was spreading back in March. And so all of us have been exposed to each other, and we aren't dropping over dead. I don't know of anyone in this industry that I work with. There may have been a couple of guys that were out for a little bit, but they came back to work. And myself personally, I believe that I was already exposed to it. I didn't go and get my blood tested, which I should do because I don't really want to be forced to take the vaccine. It should be people's choices. I don't want to be forced by the government. I don't want to be forced by private industry to take it. I want to give this a little bit of time to see the effectiveness of it. And where I believe I was exposed to it already was back in December of 2019, believe it or not. I went on a hiking trip in the Grand Canyon. I was around a lot of tourists from other countries, Asian countries. And when I came home, I was a little sick. And it was a little strange, flu that I would say the symptoms were like the coronavirus. But in December of 2019, no one was really talking about it. It was about a month later or so in January, early February, everybody was saying, oh, there's this new coronavirus out there.
Yeah.
But my point is about Tucker. He's not telling people it doesn't work. I believe in vaccines. I had my children vaccinated when they were little. They were grown adults now. I was vaccinated as a child, even though I'm getting to be kind of an old guy, against polio, measles, you know, other things. So I don't discount vaccines. I believe that they work, but I don't want to rush right out and get one until I know it's effective and it's not going to make me sick.
Yeah, but I think you're like a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm in real danger. I might have already had it. I can kind of step back and watch for a while and see what happens. Unfortunately, we're seeing some stuff happen. But, you know, just to reiterate, Dan, your defense of Tucker Carlson, because, Tucker's like us, Christina. He's asking questions. He wants answers.
Yes.
He's not saying don't get vaccinated. Matter of fact, I've heard him say get vaccinated. Because, you know, what do we always say? Look, I go to my doctor all my life, and he tells me to go get a prescription. I go get it. I don't sit there and go, you know, listen to the disclaimer on the end of the ad that has all these possible side effects. you know, which could scare the hell out of you to take anything, right?
Right.
I still go take it, right? Because I've got a problem. I need to solve it. I trust American pharmaceuticals. They seem to work. This to me is no different. Developed by American pharmaceutical companies. I trust them, you know, and so I'm doing it. But I understand why people have questions. And I just say, don't put up some politician on TV on Sunday to tell me to get vaccinated. I don't need to hear from them. What do they know? They know more than I do. Michelle, does she know? Michelle Obama? You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger? These are the people that I'm supposed to trust? This is not the way to do it, I don't think.
I agree with that.
This is the Broski and Musan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Mike, you're on KMJ.
Yeah. I remember back in May or June, July, August, September, October, November, December for 7 months, the Democrats sitting there saying, oh, don't take the vaccine. It's Trump's vaccine. It's rushed. It's not going to work. It's not going to be safe and all this other stuff. I remember our governor saying that we're not going to allow that vaccine in our state. And now they're sitting there saying, oh, take it, take it, take it. It's safe. I'm sorry, but either they were lying then or they're lying now, and I don't like it, and I probably won't ever take the vaccine. I don't normally get a flu shot. I don't, you know, I'm not opposed to it. My wife has had it, but, you know, for them to sit there and tell me contradictory information for months on end and then say, oh, well, now that we're in office, it's safe. Take it. It's like, no, I don't think so. That's about it.
Can I just say this, John? Yeah. Because I've heard this before, too. I don't get a flu shot, so I'm not going to get this shot. COVID is not the flu. You know, it's a flu strain, but this sucker is not the flu. And the after effects of getting COVID are not fun for some people. You know, having COVID is not fun for some people. Well, for most, it's no big deal, and it can be asymptomatic. For some, it's not. And for some that were asymptomatic or it was no big deal, the after effects of it are. You know, I just saw this story here out of, you know, Valley Children's Hospital is talking about the after effects of COVID in children with this inflammatory disease. One of my child had that disease after COVID. It was not fun. You know, we didn't know at the time because it was the beginning stages that that's what it was. Looking back, you know, I worry about for myself and my kids down the road of what the after effects of this virus could end up having on us. I would not wish that upon somebody. So that is another aspect that people don't, this is not the flu. It's a bigger deal.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's something that you got to take into account. Is there danger in taking the vaccine? Little tiny bit, looks like, little tiny bit, but there's danger of getting COVID that is worse and bigger risk. Although not huge risk, bigger risk than the vaccine. It's kind of like measles. There's some risk to taking measles vaccine. Little tiny, you know.
Right.
Big risk of getting measles.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
But to his bigger point, which was about the politics.
Yes.
You know, he's right. You know, Democrats,
he is right.
You know, I mean, our governor, Trump's, you know, they discounted it. They said, this is just politics. Donald Trump said he's not going to have a vaccine. It's never going to happen. And I wouldn't trust it anyway. We're going to have our own commission in California. New York, Cuomo said the same thing. We have our own commission to look at this vaccine before I allow any of the people in my state to have it because we don't trust Donald Trump. So they do bear some responsibility for
Absolutely.
That message.
Absolutely.
But I think you need to see through the politics and realize that was just politics. It wasn't, mm-hmm. they weren't arguing science. They pretended to argue, but they were just going after Trump to make sure he didn't get elected on the basis of having a vaccine, which we did get before the election, but Pfizer didn't announce it until after the election.